orphan was a gift to religion, but it took his gun along. He shot himself some very fine quail, and one big piece of hair. And on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. The bear marched out in the middle of the road, and he walked to the moon, you see. The moon got so excited that he climbed the persimmon tree. The bear fell down upon the ground, and the coon climbed out on a limb. He cast his eyes to the god of the skies, and these words said to him, "Oh, Lord, did you deliver the dagger from the lion's den? Oh, Lord, deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale and then? Free Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, for the good ones to declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear. Now, Mr. Bear, let you and I reason this thing out together, eh? Nice bear. Good old bear. Would you please go away, Mr. Bear? If I could give you just one good, sweet, nice, juicy bite, would you go away? Oh, you would, eh? Well, I'll stay right here." This coon stayed up in that tree, I think it was all night. He said, "Lord, if you don't help that bear, then you'll see an awful fight." Just about then, the leaves let go, and the coon came a-tumbling down. Who could have seen him get his run around before he struck the ground? He hit the ground, a cutting right and left through. He put up a very game fight. Just then, the bear hugged his coon, and he squeezed him a little too tight. The coon then lost his brother, but the bear held on with a limb. He cast his eyes on the forgotten skies, and once more said to him, "Oh, Lord, did you deliver the dagger from the lion's den? Oh, Lord, deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale and bin. Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, for the good book to declare.